A jury in Michigan has acquitted two men and deadlocked on a verdict for two others charged with plotting to kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. AP's Jennifer King reports.
A federal jury in Grand Rapids found Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta not guilty of kidnapping conspiracy and weapons charges in an alleged plot to grab Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her vacation home before the 2020 election. Family members gasped with joy, and the two men embraced their lawyers when the judge said they were free after 18 months in jail. The jury could not agree on verdicts for alleged plot leaders Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., and the U.S. attorney has indicated it's likely they'll be tried again. Fox's defense attorney, Michael Hill.
Our governor was never in any danger. And I think the jury, even though they didn't get all of it, they smelled enough of it.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said the outcome is disappointing, while Whitmer's office released a statement that Americans are living through the normalization of political violence. I'm Jennifer King.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan renewed his allegations Friday that the United States was behind a parliamentary no-confidence vote against him and said he would not recognize an opposition government if he is ousted. Khan made the remarks in a late-night address to the nation a day before the National Assembly, that's the lower house of parliament, convenes to organize a no-confidence vote. Pakistani leader spoke a day after the Supreme Court set aside his move to block the vote. The House Deputy Speaker, a member of Khan's ruling party, had ruled the vote was unlawful for being sponsored by what he called a foreign power. Khan then dissolved the parliament and his cabinet and called for fresh elections in 90 days. But the country's top court, winding up several days of hearings Thursday, declared the Deputy Speaker's ruling unconstitutional and restored the assembly. It also ordered the House Speaker to arrange the vote on whether the legislature wants Khan to stay on as Prime Minister.